Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Mem. We are starting about the seventh line at the two dots with the words Gad Kamigdol Nidan Ke'ir and Vilzer's Daf. It's near the beginning of Lamed Zayin Omer Beis. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah had the friendship between an Erev placed inside a Ma'arah, a cave, versus on top of it, inside where there are deer and there's people living. It's all considered like Dalad Amis, similar to a city. So the 2,000 Amis is measured from the outside, and the whole cave is considered like one. But the top Ma'arah is just out in the open, so he gets 2,000 Amis from the Erev, and the Ma'arah doesn't count at all. So now the Gemara tells us Gag HaMigdol Nidan Ke'ir, that if an Erev was placed on the top of a tower, that's like the city, whereas Gag HaMa'arah Nidan Kesadais, the roof of Ma'arah is like the field, as we just explained. Now we ask, even though we discussed this yesterday, the Gemara continues discussing it. Ma, what's the requirement? Do you in Mamish? Does there actually have to be people living in the cave, and then it could be considered all like one Dalad Amis? Oy afilu ru'uy l'durin, or is efficient that it's fit for people to live there? It's ra'uy, even if there aren't actually people living in there, it's not a problem. It could still be considered like Dalad Amis. And the answer is Ma Demar Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman B'Shem Rav Chanina, from that which he had said, At Royai saw that you view it, meaning you view the cave, kilu malaya mayim v'tit, as if it's filled with water and mud, and that's ain a royal diurin. If a cave is filled with water and mud, obviously you can't live there. Hada Amr, that tells us, afilu ru'uy l'diurin, that even if it's just fit for people to live there, even if people don't actually live there, so that itself is sufficient, that it's considered like one big living area, even though, again, people don't physically live there. Now, continue to discuss this, and pay attention to the following Gemara, because very similar to something that we had previously, which was the horseshoe or U-shaped city, Amr Yitzchak Rebbe Lazar, he tells us, Hada Amr, this says, Ma'ara, that's the proper girsa, and is referring to a cave that has people living in it. Shiyesh l'shnei psachim, it has two openings. Just imagine a long tunnel. It's basically a cave. One opening here, one opening the other end. Im yesh bein zel zeh arbas alafim ama, if in between the two openings there's 4,000 amas, chaser achas minus one means 3,999 amas. Mahalch is gaga, that's the proper girsa. He could walk across the entire roof of the cave, v'chutzal alpaim ama, and he gets 2,000 amas outside of it as well. Which means basically the cave is 3,999 amas long. This is all considered like one, and he's even allowed to walk freely on top of it, the whole 3,999 amas, and that's not considered part of the tchum. The tchum is measured 2,000 amas beyond the two entrances, but the roof above the cave between the two entrances is all considered like one. Why is that? So everybody says, Azbir Abzeir, Abzeir explained to me that im yitain sandaloi hacha, hu asa barav v'nasi loin, if he puts the sandals here, he could go out and take them, and im yitain sandaloi hacha, hu asa barav v'nasi loin, if he puts the sandals here, he could go out and take them. Mabin asi bra, mabin asi bra, he could come from either this side or that side. You want to say that it's usher to go from one direction, but from two directions it's permitted? Let's explain this as we'd explain that U-shaped city that we just mentioned. Remember, we just said that the distance between the two entrances is 3,999 amas, which means that he could walk out of one entrance, walk across the top of the cave, 2,000 amas, and put his sandals down, walk back where he just came from, go out the other entrance, walk towards the sandals and take them. Why is that? Because that means the sandals are only 1,999 amas from the second entrance, and he can do the same thing the other way around. Walk out the second entrance, put his sandals down 2,000 amas away from it on the roof of the cave, then walk all the way back, go to the first entrance, and walk 1,999 amas and pick up his sandals, because again, there's this overlap of one ama, and that's what we just concluded with. If he could do this from two separate sides, why can't he just do the whole thing all at once? That means the whole thing is just considered like one big area, and he only has to measure 2,000 amas chum from outside the two entrances, but in between them is perfectly fine. And similarly, Rav Acha says, B'shem Rechirna, Im ha'isagag shal ma'ara arbas alafim ama, if the roof of the cave was 4,000 amas minus a little bit, he could walk the entire roof and 2,000 amas beyond it. Now, continue to discuss his general idea of an area being considered really all like one. Al gabe chayma, if an area was placed on top of the wall of a city, afilu kama, even if it's very big, mutter, it's all mutter, because it's all considered like part of the city. Now, back to the cave, even if the roof of the cave is 6,000 amas, so it's a very long cave, still, he could walk the entire thing and even beyond the 2,000 amas. And how can you do this? Through holes. This is basically like the burgeoning of a city. As we had said, we could extend the city by having huts placed outside of it, and as long as they're within 70 and 2/3 amas of each other, that extends the city itself, and then we'd only start measuring the tchum from the last one, and that's the same thing with the cave. These nevrias are very similar to that. It's like a hole made in the roof of the cave, and that could be used as an access point. He's able to get out of the cave from there, or get into the cave from there, and therefore he's able to even walk 6,000 amas, for example, along the top of the cave. Now, once we're on the topic of roofs, we continue discussing this just in regards to something else. Achrei hagagin mahen, what's the din with the top of the roofs of a city? Meaning we have a city and a whole bunch of rooftops that are technically connected to each other. You could maybe jump from one to another. Is one allowed to carry freely from one rooftop to another of the city, or no? Now later on we're going to learn in the Mishnah. Mishnah that all rooftops are considered like one. So obviously one is allowed to carry from one rooftop to another. The question is, does it have a two sa'a limit? Like we mentioned earlier, that if we have an area which is surrounded by walls, but it wasn't mukaf ledira, it wasn't for living purposes, so then you're limited to two sa'a, or no? So basically says b'shem Rav Yaakov bar Acha, and Rav Anya bar Pazi says b'shem Rav Yuda, and Rav Acha mati ba b'shem Shmuel, that achayra gagin metalton bahen afilu kura afilu kuraim, that the tops of the roofs are allowed to be carried in between, even up until a kur or two kur, meaning there's no limit. Whereas Rav Meir says metalton bahen on beis sasaim, only up until two beis sa'a, there is this limit. Now Amar b'yis Rabbon, milsa de Rav, pliga loy. This member from Rav, which is quoting Shitas Rav Meir, definitely not like what we just said Rav Meir holds. Detain Taman with Mishnah later on, kol gagos irushos achas, all the roofs of the city are considered like one, and this is Shitas Rav Meir in that Mishnah. Now Mamma Bez on top, Shmuel Amar Shmuel explains Rav Meir's Shita as follows, ad beis sasaim, that you're only allowed to carry up until two beis sa'a, and that's because it's not considered mukaf ledira, these roofs do have walls on them, as because we say good asik, we take the wall of the house and we extend it upwards as if it's surrounding the roof. So even though, again, the roof does have a wall, it has a mechitza, it's not for dira purposes, and therefore he's limited to two beis sa'a. Whereas Rav Amar Rav says the Shitas Rav Meir is metalton ben afilu kur afilu kuraim, you could carry even one or two kur, and that's because he considers it to be mukaf ledira. And one last in, hiachar agagim, hiachar asfina, the top of a roof and the top of a ship is the same exact thing. A ship is also surrounded by walls. We have a same machlok as, are the walls of the ship meant for dira purposes, and then you're not limited to two sa'a, or maybe they're not for dira purposes, and then you would be limited to two sa'a. Hajjalach parakits and ma'avrin, mazar finishing the fifth parak of Masechet Zayirvin, just like we were zechet to finish this parak together, we should be zechet to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. Now moving right on to the next parak, and here we begin our discussions of Erev Chatzeres and Shitufin Muvais. And as we had mentioned at the beginning of the Masechet, even though a chatzer or a mavoi is surrounded by walls, so midda'ai rais is considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and there shouldn't be any problem carrying here, but the Rabbanon is a gzera that we have to make an Erev and chatzer, then everyone has to be considered like one, or Shitufin the mavoi, that's the same exact thing, it's just a whole bunch of chatzeres that open into the mavoi, they all join together, and they're all considered like one as well. And the reason for this gzera is because since there's so many people using this area, either the chatzer or the mavoi, people might mistake it for Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and they're going to tell themselves, look, if I'm able to carry my chatzer or mavoi, I'm allowed to carry from there to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim or even in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and that's an Isser Dairaisa. Therefore, no carrying in a chatzer or mavoi without an Erev or Shitof. Now here the focus is on people who have to join it. And the basic din is that every single person who lives in this chatzer and every single chatzer that uses the mavoi has to join in it. They have to be part of the Erev and the Shitof. And if there's even one person which is left out, then they ruin it for everyone because it has to be considered like one big happy family that we're all together in this. And if there's one person that's left out, then the Erev doesn't work for anybody. Now, let's say a person forgot to join in the Erev the way that we make an Erev Chatzeris, that everyone who lives in this chatzer would give some food, usually bread, and they take that bread basket and put it in one person's house. And let's say one person forgot to give bread. What's he supposed to do? That ruins it for everyone? And the answer is he could be mevatel his rishus. He could nullify his right to use the chatzer. And now that means he's basically not part of the chatzer for this Shabbos, and therefore everyone else can use it. He's just not able to. Now knowing this, the Mishnah picks up and tells the din. Hadarim ha-nachri b'chatzer, somebody who lives with a non-Jew in the same chatzer, ayim misha ein amad be'eruv, or somebody who doesn't agree to the whole concept of eruv, like a kusi, they don't agree to this whole idea of eruv, hareza oisar olav, that person asers him, and it means that the yid who lives with his guy or with his kusi is not allowed to carry here, because a guy can't join in an eruv, and he can't be mevatel his rishus either. So the yid is stuck, he's not able to carry. Now Rabbi Lezim Yaakov argues and says, lo'olam eina oisar, adju shnei yisraelim oisin zalzeh, a guy's not going to aser unless there's two yidin that aser each other, meaning there has to be at least two yidin living here, but if a yid and a guy live, it's actually not a problem. And that's because there's a gzeira that a yid shouldn't live in the same chatzar as a guy anyway, so as not to learn from him. And also, it was uncommon for just a yid and a guy to live in a chatzar by themselves, because there's a suspicion that the guy might kill the yid. Therefore, the isra of carrying in a chatzar with a guy was never nigzer in this case in the first place. It's only if there's two yidin, so then there would be this isra. As we will see in the course of this parak, there is one thing that the yid could do when he lives with a guy, is that the guy could rent him his rishos. He could be masker his rishos, as basically the non-Jew saying, I don't have any rishos in this chatzar anymore because it's rented out. He can't be mevatel's rishos, but he could be masker it. As the Gemara begins, Hadar Menachri b'chatzar v'chulu. So here's the thing that everyone agrees to. Chatzar shal nachri kedir v'sar shal behema. Chatzar owned by and lived in by a non-Jew is just like the animal pen or the barn of an animal. And the same with a diras animal is loy shma dira. It's not called like an official dira for any Shabbos purposes. So to a non-Jew. So let's say there's a non-Jew that lives in a chatzar all by himself. A yid could walk in and out of the chatzar and carry things and take things from the guy's house. No problem. No erev is necessary because diras nachri is loy shma dira. And that being said, we have to understand the machlokes in our Mishnah between the Tanakam and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So Mesivin Rabbanon and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, the Rabbanon in essence are asking Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in our Mishnah, Ilu Yisrael behema shayudarim b'chatzer, shema ena behema yisares. If a yid and an animal live in the same chatzer, wouldn't the animal aser? In other words, the Chum are explaining the reason why when a guy and a yid live in the same chatzer, the yid is not allowed to carry here, and there's an erev issue, is because if a yid lives in the same chatzar as an animal pen, that does create an iser because it's the yid living in the same chatzar as this animal pen. The same way that an animal asers, so too a guy asers, and when a yid lives in the same chatzar as a guy, that's also aser. However, Masr Blaz Ibn Yaakov Rabbanon, Blaz Ibn Yaakov asks in response to Rabbanon, Ilu Yisrael Behemashu Darm Chatzar, Ma Behemaisaras, if you have a random animal that lives in the courtyard of a chatzar, does he aser a yid that lives in the same chatzar? No. The only reason why, in your case, Rabbanon, the animal does aser the yid is because it's an animal pen, and that animal pen is owned by another yid. So it's not really the animal which asers, it's the owner of the animal and the whole pen and the whole barn that's there which asers, but a random animal doesn't aser, and therefore Kshem She'en Behemaisaras, Kachagayena Aser. The same way, a random animal is not going to aser a yid, so too a guy is not going to either. Now the Gemara tells Rabbi Yaakov, quotes Rabbi Yasa, who says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, halachak Rabbi Yechanan Menuri, that halachas like Rabbi Yechanan Menuri. And it's regarding chafetzei hefker, something that's hefker. Does it acquire shvisa? Does it have a 2,000 amat chum or no? And according to Rabbi Yechanan Menuri, it does. And so then it's being said that halachas like Rabbi Yechanan Menuri. Now Rabbi Shaya Bayer, Rabbi Shaya asks, Matzricha, what's this necessary for? Why do we even have to say the halachas like Rabbi Yechanan Menuri? And the answer is, Kadada Tani, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Aimer, it's going in that which we said, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Aimer, meaning this is all in Shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Bram Kirabanan, Chalukan Rabbi Yechanan Menuri, Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Yechanan Menuri, does not necessarily say this in Shitas Rabbanan, only in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Basically, the Chiddush is that Hefker isn't kind of Shvisa, but a guy's stuff is. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, an animal of a guy or a Hefker animal isn't kind of Shvisa, and therefore doesn't cause Erev issues. So that's why we have to say, that in regards to other Hefker things being kind of Shvisa, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan Menuri. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis, continue to discuss Yidden living in a chatzar with other people who might ruin the Erev for them. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.